Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
That was good, Bryn. Draw. D-R-A-W. Draw. Text DRAW to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000. That's DRAW to 72881. One lucky winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. DRAW. We're doing this all day. 12K a day. Here on the Alice.
That line is different from the one where you can text us and comment.
Mm-hmm.
That's 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the texts you sent in today before we get to the movies reviews.
Woo-hoo!
707 says, I love the fried chicken and donut talk right after you did a story regarding Kevin Smith and his massive heart attack. Way to keep the news going, guys. Hey, Vinny, started Ozark, and it is fantastic. Sucked in already. Thanks for talking about it on the air.
That's
it's
what
so
we
good.
Are going to watch.
It's so incredibly good, and I don't know how, because just by the name alone, I was like, this is going to stink.
Yeah.
And then I'm locked into it. And something that happened on the episode I watched on the treadmill yesterday was like heartbreaking and yet real. Just get you. Stupid love. Why do we all fall for it? Oh.
Why do we all fall
God,
for it?
God, it's
seems
the worst.
Like you should be able to just turn that off.
Oh,
no,
well,
thanks.
If only, though, right?
Like Hooman. No. Hooman turns it off.
Yeah.
He just avoids it. He straight arms it.
He got hurt so bad by love that he's just...
Well, there's a lot of drama. I mean, a lot of people write in. I hear these stories. I mean, when Vinny did that thing about divorce, I was like, for what? That's right.
What just happened?
I don't know. It was funny.
I work at Salesforce in accounting and can't even get a tour of the tower. LOL, you're going to get to see it before me.
Well, we're going to wait for, I mean, I want it to be finished. I want to see it when it's awesome.
I work in the tower, and there will be an entire floor dedicated to large group meetings. We'll also have nonprofits host benefits for free.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is. They do a lot of...
community outreach.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Like, we're going to be doing that, too, with Intercom.
Yep, Intercom is big into that.
Mm-hmm.
You are specifically...
I'm going to be recruiting you all.
I'll help
what?
You.
Yeah.
Stephanie Peterson is a rockin' body, says 925, and they showed there's a picture of her online.
This is the teacher.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, she's 26.
Sure. Pretty.
She's pretty good looking.
Mm.
Stephanie Peterson also reminds me of Demi Moore, says 650.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
She's a pedophile. She should go to jail, says 408.
Yeah. Yeah, she should.
We would say that about
no,
a dude.
No question. Mm-hmm.
Hooman sucks. Tell us what number we are, big dummy.
Yeah, you big dummy.
Yeah,
dummy. Yeah. Yeah, Hooman. Get him.
Someone said, what was it? Rudy plus Hooman is Rooman. And then we did Hooman plus Rudy is Hootie.
Oh, Hootie.
Oh, that's cute. You guys want to go by Hootie from now on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
Are
Hootie.
You guys going to start an Instagram account together?
Oh, that'd be so great, Hootie.
That would be
Declare
adorable.
Your love
People
on
would think
Facebook.
It's Hootie. I suppose we could do H-U-D-Y, and then mm-hmm. we'd know it was Hootie.
Yeah.
925 says, what if he got laid by a tourist, but not from America? An example, he banged a tourist from Brazil. A Brazilian chick would be a good one to go with. That should be your next trip.
That'd
go
be a good
Brazil.
Get. But I think it was specifically
No, it has
an
to
Italian
be an Italian
chick.
Lady.
Right, we're going to find out on The Secret Show. He's being very cagey about this. But just the S-eating grin on his face, I'm pretty sure I lost $5.
Yeah.
He's laughing right
415
now.
Says, and Vinny, you'll get with a girl from anywhere because we're men and that's what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do.
408 says, Google is reporting that Kelly Ripa talked about Ryan Seacrest scandal on the show today. So they must have had to address it because so many people were like, are you busting his eggs or
Did you
are
you jab just him over the shoes?
Actually talking about shoes by
I wonder
coincidence.
What they're saying. Mm.
I'll tie your shoes for you. Coincidentally, that's what you're in trouble for.
Does that air right now, our time?
It does.
Okay. Well, I'm sure I'll have clips from it tomorrow if anything remarkable happens.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, it is.
The guy I'm doing now has an ex whose name is super close to mine. It would be understandable if he messed up, but my head would explode. Huh. Mm. Yeah, that's like Uzi's situation. It was John and Jim or something, right?
Right.
And you called Jim John.
Correct.
And he laughed.
Yes, he did.
Well, that's a defense mechanism. I'm sure his
well, he was
heart,
just
his little heart
stoked
broke.
That I was in his bed, Vinny. Come on.
He probably was, but
he was going to kick
do anything
me out of his
to
bed
screw
for
this
that
up,
one.
Right.
What's behind that scar, though?
My heart.
Nah, he always says the better man won.
He does?
Oh.
You still talk to him?
Yeah, he actually picked up and moved to Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. But I talked to him on Facebook, but back in the day, he says the better man won.
Mm. Well, clearly the guy
says,
you liked better.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm dying with Vinny's reaction to Pina Colada song. They cheated on each other with each other. What a burn. Yeah, that is. I didn't know that that song ends that way.
Yeah, it's a whole little story.
Super stupid.
Yeah. It was the 70s, free love and all.
Oh! Oh, no, I'm going to
run
out of time.
Oh, my goodness, what's happening?
Someone wrote in and said, oh, no.
Oh, what? Oh, no.
Shoot.
Well, just paraphrase it.
The avocado story, its origin is here in the Bay Area. And the lady whose kid did that proposal was saying, I listened to you guys, and their story is so cute when he proposed to this girl with the avocado ring. And if you knew the story, you would think so, too.
Oh.
And I actually said, if there's some reason the avocado worked
right
into your relationship, that would make sense. So don't, you didn't listen to the whole thing. But to just go, oh, that's what people are doing now, I'll do that too.
Right. Without avocados being some kind of meaningful fruit in your life.
Like maybe, you know, you were both standing under an avocado tree.
Sure.
And one fell off and clunked you both in the head. And then you went, oh,
boom, boom.
Hey, maybe we should talk. I don't know. I don't know how that could work.
Meet cute with an avocado.
Oh, what about you reach for an avocado and then her hand touches yours? Maybe that's how it went.
That's so gentle.
I don't know.
All right, everyone. We're back.
Yes.
It does get old.
Before we get to Death Wish, I want to tell you about two other films. One is Game Night. It's been out for a week already. It's Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams and Kyle Chandler. And it's funny. And if you just want to laugh and just check out and just laugh.
It looks funny.
Check it out. It's worth seeing.
Jason Bateman is always good for a laugh.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's like smart, funny too.
Yeah.
I love him.
And he loves, like, you can see he loves to act. And, you know, the jokes are actually really, like, he doesn't phone it in. We're going to be talking about somebody who phoned it in later today.
Unfortunately.
Uh-oh.
Also, I want to tell you about another film coming out this week called Red Sparrow.
Mm.
All right, so in this film, Jennifer Lawrence is a world-class ballerina, and she gets into this super gnarly accident on stage at the Russian Ballet. She's kind of in this splits, and this dude jumps and lands on her leg and snaps her leg.
Oh,
like, they show
no.
it.
Oh,
that's how the film starts,
that's
everyone.
Terrible.
I don't want to give away too much. Spoiler alert. Anyway, her way of life is threatened. The only way she and her mother will survive is if Jen becomes a Red Sparrow, which is basically a sensual spy who has a magic... You got that?
Got it.
You guys choreographed that. Is that one of those meet me in the hall and let us
talk
real quick
it's
things?
Stay on your
meet
toes,
me in the hall
Bryn.
If Vinny's in the office. It was one of those.
Oh, I was eating my yogurt. Got it.
By the way, it's National Peanut Butter Day, everybody.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I love peanut butter.
So just a couple things. First of all, this movie is very bloody. I'm going to give you a little taste of one of the scenes just to give you an idea. This isn't the bloodiest scene. There's a moment where Jen has to use her magic in order to manipulate this one guy and steal his cell phone. And so instead of it becoming sensual, the guy becomes, like, out of control, and he starts to rape her.
Oh, wow.
And she's, like, missionary style. And then, like, she's got this bodyguard who's kind of hanging out, watching to see if things get out of hand. and the bodyguard comes in and has one of those like choker things that slices off your throat at the same time.
Got it.
So this guy is basically on top of her, and then the thing comes around his neck, and you see his head being slowly sliced off, bleeding on.
Got it.
Yeah. So he got what he deserved.
Anyway, that's
how
the movie. That's the kind of movie you're gonna see with Red Sparrow. To the comic book geeks, I just want to say they're all upset because they think this is taking away from the origin story of Black Widow. To my Marvel brothers and sisters, it's not. Black Widow is a hand-to-hand combat expert. Jennifer Lawrence can barely throw a punch. She only has a magic...
There we go. And it is magical. It's so magical.
Okay.
Do you believe in magic? That's the question.
What made it so magical?
Well, that's they use they train them to use it to seduce. Well,
apparently, got a head, some guy's head chopped off.
Yeah, got some guy's head chopped.
It's the kung fu grip.
Yeah,
yeah, which doesn't make it much different from most of those cats.
So, how do they use it to seduce people? Like, does it talk?
Yeah, it talks. It whispers in your ear. It does all the a ventriloquist.
Wow.
It massages you. It does
it
all.
It gives you so much because you know it's amazing. You have the confidence to seduce someone because you're like,
no,
you
it's
won't
the rigorous
it.
Training. There's a lot of training in this film before they can use it. A lot of training.
Do they show that?
Oh yeah.
Like they show her doing Kegels
with like logs and stuff. Like what are they?
Suzanne Summers, a thigh master.
The thigh master is correct. Thank you, Rudy, for being here. The others who chimed in, bad. The film is 2 hours and 20 minutes. Really dark. Jen shows everything.
Everything?
Everything?
Basically.
I know. I saw on Bing just the other day.
Whoa. And that's one hot woman.
I mean, after her phone was hacked. Oh, I'm going to give it 3.25 Persians. All right, everyone. Here's your review of Death Wish.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis, Elizabeth Shue, Vincent D'Onofrio, and the great Mike Epps.
Mm, believe it or not.
So in this film, Bruce Willis is an ER surgeon. One night, a group of burglars break into his home, shoot his wife and daughter.
Oh.
But immediately, that's how it starts.
That's how it starts. When the cops are too busy with 1,000 other murders, because the film takes place in Chicago... Bruce has to take matters into his own hands. So, Rudy, what are the two themes of this film?
All right, so here's what I noticed, okay? First of all, it felt like this movie was made a little quickly. I think they kind of rushed it. And the reason I think that is because there were two topics in there that are pretty much in the news right now, and I feel like this movie went directly for them. Number one was gun control, believe it or not. And number two was like vigilante justice, you know, with all these terrible, heinous stories that we're hearing in the news about people going out to schools and to places where there's a lot of people and there's these mass shootings. I feel like it was almost trying to touch on that in a way. So, yeah, Bruce Willis was definitely kind of alluding to the idea of gun control. They showed how easily it is to actually buy an AR-15 in this story. So those are like the underlying tones in this film. I felt that almost immediately, and they were very topical.
They were.
But it felt a little rushed.
Well, we haven't seen Bruce on the big screen in a while. How was one of America's greatest actors?
This isn't the yippee-ki-yay Bruce Willis that everybody remembers. This is not him anymore. I mean, first of all, they asked him to do way too much emotional stuff in this movie because his wife and his daughter were victims.
Yes.
And they asked him to be very emotional, and that's just not Bruce Willis's forte. You know, he did these scenes where he was talking to a therapist and trying to push out some tears, some fake tears, and it was so hard to buy. But when it came to killing.
Oh,
that's right up Bruce Willis's alley. So
yes.
When it was time for him to go vigilante, he was perfect. He was the perfect guy for it. But when it was time for him to be emotional, it was borderline hilarious.
Does he use his doctor surgeon skills when he kills?
Nobody looks more ridiculous dressed up as a surgeon than Bruce Willis. He looked completely out of place. I'm like, I can't buy that this dude went to Cornell or Duke or something like that. There's no way. He just doesn't have that air about him. So it was hard to buy him as a surgeon.
Since we're talking about surgeons, when you look up at the cast of a film, it's always divided. There's the primary cast, and then there's the other cast. And the other cast is usually uncredited. Mike Epps...
Right.
Is the other cast. He's uncredited.
Mike Epps from Friday.
Yeah. He's uncredited. As soon as we see him, we're like hitting each other. We're like, oh, it's Mike Epps.
Like Mike Epps.
We've had him in here a couple times. the great. Why was Mike Epps uncredited?
I don't know, because, look, first of all, you put Mike Epps in a movie, most people are going to say, hey, this is going to be a somewhat funny movie. I thought that definitely he was going to come in and be the comic relief. You know, I almost thought that Eli Roth, was the guy who directed this movie, was going to go in that direction where he was going to, you know, it was going to be a vigilante movie, but he was going to give it some levity by showing that Mike Epps can make it funny. But
how many lines did Mike Epps have?
Mike Epps literally had two lines in the entire movie. I'm like, he made his presence felt. He said, hey, Doc, what's going on with your old ass? And then that was his only line in the movie. And you saw him one other time
in
the film.
What was his role?
He was another surgeon. I'm like, give the guy some credit. Like, give him another couple of lines or something. It's Mike Epps. He can make the movie funnier. But they did not let him. For some reason, they just brought him in there. I think maybe somebody owed him a role in a movie because he was in there for two scenes and then he was gone.
And then he was uncredited.
What about Elizabeth Shue? Let me hear that because I love that chick.
Yeah.
I mean, when I think about Elizabeth Shue, I think about The Karate Kid. I just want to throw that out there. I don't think about her in anything else except The Karate Kid.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, you think about that?
That's
you
what I
don't?
Think about
her.
Yeah. No, I think about only. I only think about. All but right. she's his wife.
Yeah.
She's, I mean, is it memorable? Is she memorable?
I'm not gonna call her memorable. No.
What are you gonna call her?
I'm gonna call her adequate.
She was
adequate for the role.
Her and Bruce, like, I just didn't see their chemistry.
Really, that was kind of the theme that me and Hooman were talking about the entire evening. It was like there was really no chemistry in this movie. You know, some ensembles, you have a cast where everybody looks like, yeah, like it's working, it's popping. But this, there was no pop there. There was no pop there with Bruce Willis and his wife,
That's
Bruce Willis or his daughter.
Looks really good.
Well, I think the fact that it's based off of Charles Bronson's Death Wish, you know,
well,
it's a
hold
remake
on,
of
let's
that.
Talk about that. You're jumping ahead, Rudy. You're in your 30s. Do you know who Charles Bronson is? And be honest.
All I know about Charles Bronson is that he's a badass dude from the 70s with a pencil thin mustache.
You know any of his movies besides Death Wish?
Death Wish 2, 3, and 4.
Okay,
that's about it. I'm only familiar with Charles Bronson and Death Wish, and he's kind of like got that. The image in my head that I have of him is like only Death Wish. I don't know anything else that he was in. Was he ever like in a romantic movie?
Well, he was in one of the greatest films ever made, The Magnificent Seven. Did you ever see that?
I didn't see the original one, no.
Oh, it's
no,
good.
I didn't see that.
The new one's better, though.
Did he have a pencil-thin mustache?
He's chopping wood. He starts off chopping wood. He doesn't make it to the end.
I only know Charles Bronson from Death Wish.
How were the Mexicans portrayed in Death Wish?
Okay, so there was this one scene, and this is, I'm not going to spoil it, you know, but... I'm just gonna paint the picture. They wanted to do a quick scene of like the inner city in Chicago when Bruce Willis decides to become the vigilante, right? And he's like walking through these neighborhoods in Chicago, and of course, it's a black dude and a Mexican guy beating up on some lady, and Bruce Willis is like, "Hey, man." Hey, stop it. Stop it. And then the Mexican guy in like total Cheech Marin mode, he's like, hey, man, what are you talking about, man? Hey, man, what do you mean stop it? Hey, what do you want to do about it, huh? And I was like, oh, my God. Exactly. That's all I kept hearing. I just kept hearing that part of the intro and a Mexican. I was like, and I looked at the guy and I'm looking in his deep, dark brown eyes. And I'm like, brother, I know you probably needed this money. But you got to understand that these 3 minutes have just set us back about 60 years. Hey, man, what are you doing, man? Hey, what do you want to? I was like, oh, God. I looked
what
at him.
What are
you
going to do about
it? I stood up in the middle of the theater, and I apologized for all brown people in America. I was like, that is not how we are. I apologize. Look, you know, it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
But
right.
That's how Mexicans are portrayed.
Lame.
Yeah. Sum it all up. Let me just
funny,
say.
Funny also, though. Lame, but also funny.
This film would have killed it in the mid-80s.
Right.
Like, this is a mid-80s. Like, 1984, 1985, this would be number one at the box office, huge red carpet. But even though the movie isn't well-executed, there's so many continuity problems. So many. Where he's wearing a bandage in one scene, no bandage in the next scene.
Yeah.
His head is completely looked to the left. They do a cut. He's looking to the right. You're like, why... And, you know, this may have something to do with them rushing it out for it to be timely. But there were so many times where I leaned over at Rudy and I'm like, another bad scene.
Seriously.
And there are so many bad actors. But I like the movie, okay? I'm going to just say that. I like the movie. I didn't hate it.
Oh.
I'm going to give it 3.25 generous. Because
wow,
that feels very generous.
Seeing, I don't know, something. Bruce Willis in real life is a jerk, by the way. He's not a nice guy. I've interviewed him like 3 times. Not friendly. But seeing him on the big screen, like Vinny said, I like Bruce Willis on the big screen. and there were some fun moments.
It was fun. It was fun, Hooman. And you know, I thought it was going to be fun because I told Hooman when I showed up, I said, I got a feeling this is going to be a fun movie. It looks cool in the trailer. But the only way I can describe it is underwhelming. Not just the lack of continuity, not just the lack of being able to believe Bruce Willis and his emotional parts, but also just the fact that the story itself wasn't a great story. You know, I thought that maybe they were going to take advantage of the fact that Bruce Willis is a badass and he was just going to lead the charge, but I think they asked him to do a little too much, something out of his range in this movie.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
This should have been a home run.
It should have been.
Do you? I mean, right?
I wanted it to be, Vinny.
This should have been a home run. Do you think you had too high expectations, or did they really just fumble?
Honestly, I think I personally went in there with high expectations. I know I did, because I told Hooman, I said, "This. I got a feeling this is going to be a really, really fun movie." But did they fumble? Yes, they did fumble. Maybe they recovered their own fumble, since we're going on the sports analogies. They recovered their own fumble, but it was an ugly play. And I don't think the fans are going to be happy with that offense. So I'm going to give this movie 2 piñatas. Underwhelming. Bruce Willis should have been the badass that we all know and love leading the charge, but it just simply didn't build up to that.
That's 2 piñatas. Too bad.
Yeah, underwhelming.
All right, wonderful job. Once again,
right,
you guys, the level of preparedness is my expectations, of course, are very high, and you meet them week after week.
We're very serious about these movie reviews.
Clearly.
We do our homework.
So we're going to do a secret show, and yes, Rudy's going to stick around for that. So we're going to hear all about your trip to Italy, and we're going to settle a bet between me and Vinny. Did Rudy, yes or no, bang an actual Italian citizen? So we want to. I know. Sorry. So you're going to have to wait for the secret show to find out about that.
Can't wait to tell you guys.
All right. Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear if you actually did any comedy there, too.
Yeah.
Radio.com.
Just in case someone loses their script.
Oh, we wouldn't want that, because then how would we do the show?
Right.
Hey, everybody, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yuzette, what a well-produced show this was
this morning.
Thank
you. Well, I appreciate you all following your scripts.
Sure. Well, hey, I mean, you guys go through a lot of trouble to write those out.
I do indeed, yes.
Says so right here.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you, Yuzette.
Okay, you guys have gone over for this part of the segment. So here's the part that I get to now. Okay. I found the letter that someone wrote in about the avocado proposal.
Oh.
I've been listening to you all for many decades.
Oh, goodness.
And it was my daughter's fiance who proposed with an avocado. It was an amazing story of love across the world, and it was very special to both of them. You should watch the video where she explains it. I won't stop listening, but man, you guys diss everything. It was so special.
Aw.
That's from Kim.
Well, you know, mother of the bride.
Yeah, I know. I just, and I figured it would have had a meaning to one couple. Everybody else, I don't know what you're doing with avocados.
Jumped on the bandwagon.
I mean, they're delicious, but who wants their ring delivered in an avocado?
People just want to be unique.
I'm going to have to watch the video, though, now.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll watch the video for her daughter's proposal.
Sounds wonderful.
I wonder if there's a bunch of mothers out there going, that was my kid's idea.
Might be. Might be. Anyway, we're going to go do a secret show and find out the winner of $5.
Yes, who wins $5? Will it be Vinny, who says, yes, our friend Rudy did bang an Italian citizen? Mm-hmm. Or will it be Sarah, who said, if he banged anyone, it was a tourist?
Yuzette, do you think I'm the winner or Sarah's the winner?
I think that he did.
Yeah, so I think based on just his reaction to the way the question was asked, I'm going to say that I'm out $5. Anybody got $5 I can borrow?
I think I might have $5.
Yeah, I'll have to owe you.
Yeah.
I'll write you an IOU for it,
Yuzette. Oh, no problem.
All right, great. Hey, you guys, have a great day. Tomorrow is Friday.
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
And please be safe today. It's supposed to get
Is it still raining right now? Yeah. I can't see.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's dumping.
But you know what? Yay for Tahoe and for all the Sierras. We need all of the snow that we can get. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.